Welcome back to Inside the Numbers. Boji Wood along with Mike Bernard from OTM Sports out in Las Vegas. Mike, let's talk about Saturday NFL playoff action. The Titans and the Chiefs. Titans in the regular season at 9-7. Chiefs ended at 10-6. Titans had to have a win in Week 17 to get into the postseason. Chiefs, they needed a win, but they were in no matter what. The Titans, they beat Jacksonville 15-10. They got the number 5 spot. Chiefs, they came in as the number 4 seed. This has been really a roller coaster type season for the Chiefs. I mean, they start the year 5-0, then lose 6 of the next 7, but then they close out the year with 4 straight wins. Andy Reid's team is, again, they've been on a roller coaster.
Yeah, and who knows which Chiefs teams we're going to see Saturday afternoon. We do know this. The Chiefs have been awful in the postseason. Coach, going back to 1994, Kansas City's won just one playoff game. They're 1-11 in the postseason. They're also 1-11 against the Vegas point spread in those games. Tennessee, look, they've been up and down as well. They lost 3 in a row before beating the Jaguars in Week 17.
Now, from a coaching standpoint, just of an eyeball test, they don't look like a playoff contender to me, and they wouldn't have won the game against the Jags if they weren't plus 3 in the turnover margin. Now, Alex Smith with the Chiefs, he's had 25 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. Very good numbers, but he's going to be without 2 of his top weapons in their leading rusher, Kareem Hunt, and then they're not going to have wide receiver DeAnthony Thomas. So a lot of pressure on Alex Smith this week.
Yeah, I think so. When you play 16 games and develop a rapport with teammates, then you lose them for a playoff game. That's really tough. You know, not like you can go on the waiver wire or get somebody off the practice squad and find somebody to fill in without missing a beat. Kansas City is favored by 8 to 9 points, depending on which casino you look at. It shows you how little the odds makers think of Tennessee right now.
Right, and we've talked about trying to plug and play in the NFL. It just doesn't work. Look at the offensive line with the Redskins. You know, that was their downfall this year. And if you look at these two head coaches, though, I've got to give the edge to the Kansas City's Andy Reid. He's been a fixture in the NFL for a long time. And his teams, you know, he hasn't won that Super Bowl yet. He's gotten there but hasn't won it yet. But he is a very steady coach. And I think when they went through that 6 out of 7 losing streak, you know, a lot of coaches would have lost their team. He never lost the team. And I think that's going to bode well for them in the playoffs. Mike Mularkey, on the other hand, he's in his third year. I think they expected more success in Nashville than they've gotten with Mularkey in his third year. You know, I think kind of to smooth the waters, hey, he needs a couple of playoff wins this year.
Yeah, he does. And for a while there, especially after Week 17, that Tennessee Titans team, the players looked demoralized. Their body language was horrible. They felt like they were out. They knew they had to win. And again, the Rams in that game, they didn't have to have that play. They played their starters, but kind of went through the motions. So I'm really interested to see how Tennessee comes out in this game. When I take a look at numbers, I mentioned it earlier. The Chiefs are 1-11 in the postseason since 1994. Tennessee, they're not good on the road, so they've only covered 8 of their last 28 road games. Both teams are struggling, but somebody has to win this game, and somebody's going to have to cover it, unless, of course, it lands on the number. I'm going to pass on the side, but I'm going to look at the total. The under is 44-19 in the Chiefs' last 63 home games. The Titans' last 4 playoff games all stayed under. Those trends, combined with the Chiefs' offensive injuries, they make me lean to the under here.